Southwark News, Thursday, February 27th, 2014. Siblings fear they will lose family home. A brother and sister face an uncertain future after the council threatened court action to force them out of their family home of 50 years. Frederick, John, Alan and Josephine were desperate to stay in the four-bed Rotherhithe property, but Southwark has insisted they cannot take over the tenancy from their dead mother. Elizabeth Allen died in 2004, years after taking on the tenancy from her husband, and her children said they tried to get it transferred again to one of them then, but claimed they were ignored by the council. A spokesperson for the council denied having any record of such an application and, because of new rules introduced in 2010, said the flat could not be passed down again. "We're having to fight for the place we've lived in our whole lives. We are being uprooted for absolutely no reason at all," said Josephine. "It just seems to me, conveniently, they've mislaid certain paperwork," added Frederick, 58. The battle was also taking its toll on their health and aggravating Josephine's depression and psoriasis, she said. As well as the siblings, Frederick's partner will also have to find a new place to live if the court case goes ahead. Simon Hughes MP said he was in active discussions with the council about the tenancy and he hoped the issue could be resolved. Councillor Ian Wingfield, Cabinet Member for Housing, said, "As residents will appreciate, we do need to make sure that all of our council homes are being occupied fairly. While I do not dispute the family's claims, unfortunately the council has no record of Frederick and Josephine Allen's requests to arrange succession after Elizabeth Allen died. We will review the family's accommodation, but we must make sure that families are given homes of an appropriate size for their needs. Whatever the outcome of this case, we will continue to prioritise larger properties for families who need them."